You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. Eric the Unready is off this month, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 458, covering week 12, March 23rd to 29th, 2026. Firefox 149 introduces a native split view feature, allowing users to view two web pages side by side in one tab. The split view feature can be enabled by right-clicking on a tab, and you can also add a split view to a new group. Firefox 149 also adds a new profiles section in general settings, improves the built-in spell checking feature by making it easier to add dictionaries, turns the network settings into proxy settings, and updates the browser layout design, and adds a free VPN feature that's being rolled out progressively to users in the US, UK, France, and Germany. There are new security features in Firefox, including the ability to automatically block notifications and permanently revoke permissions for any website flagged as malicious by Safe Browsing. Firefox adds support for closing popovers and dialogues with the Android back button, adds support for the XYWH parens and RECT parens functions to the shape outside property, and adds support for the math value of the CSS font family, which is used by default for MathML's element. DietPi, a lightweight, performance-focused Debian-based Linux distro for SBCs and server systems, has released version 10.2 as the first maintenance update to its 10.x series. The most notable change is the expansion of the software catalog with four new options. Image, a self-hosted photo and video management platform, is now available for x86-64 and ARMv8 systems. Image machine learning is also offered as a separate component. This release introduces UV, a Python package and project manager written in Rust, and the Rust Desk client, which enables remote desktop access compatible with the existing Rust Desk server package. DietPi config now includes an option to select CPU temperature sensors, allowing manual selection or custom paths to address inconsistent SysFS reporting across hardware platforms. A corresponding configuration parameter has been added to DietPi.txt. Individual software packages have been updated. Home Assistant now uses Python 3.14 via PyENV. Support for ARMv6 is now available for MyMPD and Your Backup through updated packages. AmaBerry has been updated to version 8.0 with SDL3 integration. Finally, DietPi 10.2 resolves several system-wide issues. See the full article at the link for a deeper dive. NVIDIA released the stable version of the NVIDIA 595 graphics driver for GNU/Linux, FreeBSD, and Solaris systems. Highlights of NVIDIA 595 include improved support for Vulkan apps with the adoption of the vk_ext_descriptor_heap and vk_ext_present_timing Vulkan extensions, support for Wayland 1.20, support for DRI3 1.2, and a new application profile that allows CUDA using apps to reach POP state. It enables the NVIDIA DRM.KO modeset equals 1 parameter by default, adds support for NVIDIA-SMI to reset GPUs while NVIDIA-DRM is loaded with the modeset equals 1 parameter enabled, and improves the performance of recreating Vulkan swap chains, which helps prevent stuttering when resizing Vulkan app windows. NVIDIA 595 adds support for GNU C Library 2.27, adds support for Xorg Server 1.17, improves support for adaptive sync displays connected with an active USB-C to HDMI adapter, and improves support for the Black Myth Wukong game and the NVIDIA Smooth Motion feature. Several bugs were fixed to improve support for some X11 compositors like PyCom and XFWM, and support for Linux Kernel 6.19. The NVIDIA 595 graphics driver improves support for falling back to system memory when available memory is low, which helps prevent Wayland desktop freezes. Support has been dropped for NVIDIA 10 series GPUs. Kali Linux 2026.1 is out, featuring a 2026 theme refresh that includes a new boot splash screen, a new bootloader theme, a brand new desktop theme for the XFCE edition, as well as updated artwork for the graphical installer login and lock screens. Kali introduces Adaptix C2, an extensible post-exploitation and adversarial emulation framework, Atomic Operator, a tool to execute Atomic Red Team tests across multiple operating system environments, and Fluxion, a security auditing and social engineering research research tool. Also included are GEF, a tool providing a modern experience for GDB with advanced debugging capabilities, Metasploit MCP, an MCP server for Metasploit, SSTI Map, an automatic SSTI detection tool with an interactive interface, WP Probe, a fast WordPress plugin enumeration tool, and XSS Strike, an advanced XSS scanner. The Kali NetHunter app for mobile devices has been updated as well. Krita 6.0 debuted as the Qt6 port of this digital painting program. Krita 6.0 also brings improved Wayland support, and Krita 5.3 is released for running on the mature Qt5 toolkit. Krita 5.3 and 6.0 are otherwise functionally identical for this prominent open-source digital painting program. Various features have been rewritten, including a completely new text feature, full OpenType support, on-canvas editing, vector improvements, better HDR painting support, better Adobe PSD file handling, and a lot more. Krita 6.0 boasts a full-featured implementation of the Wayland Color Management Protocol for a nice HDR support to the Linux version of Krita. Mozilla Thunderbird 149 enables exporting of selected address book cards, ensures starred EWS messages now persist across devices, and allows the creation of address books in the account hub. Several bug fixes here. Fix Shift plus click for the Drafts header views edit button, the Replace All button in Compose not updating plain text, the visibility of link colors in dark themes, and renaming a unified folder without creating a duplicate, and it also fixes the repair text encoding options, the delete button on the trash folder, and the displaying of the new messages star on the folder tree, and other bugs causing crashing while importing the mail thread, preventing emails from being saved to external files from an EWS account, broken after sending filters, and an issue causing Thunderbird to not report refused POP3 connections, and others. FreeCAD 1.1 has been released. This release promises to improve Wayland support, implement 3-point lighting to improve the rendering of 3D models, add a search bar to the preferences editor, and support transparent part design previews. New in FreeCAD 1.1 is support for interactive draggers for tools like Fillet and Chamfer, a Clarify selection tool, a totally new Chem tool library system, a new Trackball Classic and Rounded Arcball Orbit styles, and group dragging to make it possible to drag all selected geometrical entities at once. Core datum tools were implemented to create coordinate systems, datum planes, datum lines, and datum points, while also supporting interactive draggers for the Fillet and Chamfer tools, and sketcher axes are now displayed with infinite length. The transform tool has been revamped to allow precise numeric inputs. The whole feature was updated to produce various Whitworth threads following several standards, while NetGen was updated to support simple extruded hexahedral dominated meshes and second order meshes via linear interpolation. FreeCAD adds Zoom support for the spreadsheet workbench, a new insert area annotation tool, supplementary angle display support, a new data and extractions widget for pipelines, new calculator and glyph pipeline filters, and an electric charge density load. Covid Goyal released Caliber 9.6. This release updates the full text search feature with a new card-based view of full text search results that includes book covers. If you don't like the new card-based view, you can always re-enable the old compact result view. The bookshelf view has been updated in this release with an option to have the height of books be constant per group, and the file list feature of Edit Book was improved to allow you to use the Control plus left or right shortcuts for moving items to the top or bottom of the list. Caliber introduces support for new news sources and improves support for existing news sources. It adds support for updating the list of completion suggestions in the completions feature, improves text input to ensure resource files are read only from book contents, and disables support for background images from the internet in the ebook viewer to fix a security flaw. Bugs that caused a chapter to skip when using the Piper neural speech backend, the text output's ASCII size option not applying to the generated inline table of contents, and an issue with notes being lost when changing the lookup name of a custom column, as well as an issue with annotations in the content server viewer not being synced to the server on some Android devices when using the Firefox web browser are also fixed. Tails 7.6 is out, designed to protect you against surveillance and censorship. This version introduces support for automatic Tor bridges. According to the devs, this feature uses the same technology as Tor browser's connection assistant. To circumvent censorship, this connection is disguised as a connection to another website using domain front-end Tails replaces the KeePass XC password manager with GNOME Secrets. GNOME Secrets can automatically unlock your previous KeePass XC database so you won't lose your passwords. A few issues have been addressed in this release, including the translation of the confirmation dialog that appears before saving the language and keyboard layout on the USB stick, the Learn More button in the Thunderbird migration notification, and automated upgrades in the Turkish language. Tails 7.6 ships with updated components, Tor Browser 15.0.8 Anonymous Web Browser, Mozilla Thunderbird 140.8.0 ESR Email Client, Electrum 4.7.0 Bitcoin Wallet, and the most recent firmware packages from upstream Debian repos to improve support for newer hardware. Fish Shell has released version 4.6, a maintenance update with improved emoji rendering. The default emoji width is now 2, matching modern terminal environments. The tab completion pager now left justifies column descriptions for better readability. Fish recognizes the shell underscore prompt underscore prefix, shell underscore prompt underscore suffix, and shell underscore welcome environment variables, enabling system-level tools like systemd's run 0 to modify the shell prompt or display startup messages. The set underscore color command now offers individual control over italics, reverse mode, strike through, and underline, as well as explicit foreground and reset options. A startup display issue on macOS has also been resolved. Compatibility with Bash has been enhanced as well. Fish now supports pipeline ampersand as an alternative syntax for piping both standard output and standard error, consistent with Bash. Additional fixes improve signal handling and stability. This release also addresses regressions from earlier versions. Last month, KOS dropped its KDE Plasma desktop environment in favor of a NIRI / Noctalia setup to avoid any use of the systemd init system and move to dinit instead. The Chaos Linux 2026.03 release strips more systemd-related components from the distribution in an attempt to become a systemd-free distro. The devs removed the systemd bootloader component, along with mkinit CPIO, which was replaced with Draycut for init RAMFS creation. Another interesting change is the use of Limine as the default bootloader. Moreover, systemd boot has been removed as an option from the Calamaris graphical installer. Chaos Linux 2026.03 comes with the latest NIRI 25.11 scrollable tiling Wayland compositor, along with the Noctalia 4.7 and Noctalia Shell 0.0.10 desktop shell for Wayland, all built on Qt 6.11. The distro is powered by Linux kernel 6.19.10 and uses the Mesa 26.0.3 graphics stack. Other updated components include Wayland 1.25, GStreamer 1.28, Poplar 26.03.0, systemd 257.13, OpenZFS 2.4.1, CMake 4.3, OpenCV 4.13.0, Xapien-Core 2.0.0, Protobuf 34, LibVPX 1.16.0, PManager 0.4.5, and Proj 9.8.0. New components include the Kitty Terminal Emulator and BTOP System Monitor, also Mozilla 149 and Google Chrome 148 web browsers, Mozilla Thunderbird 149 email client, GIMP 3.2.2 image editor, Ardour 9.0 DAW, LibreOffice 26.2.2 office suite, and the KDE Gear 25.12.3 software suite. The Arch Linux-based System Rescue has been updated to version 13, a release that ships with a brand new kernel, new tools, and various improvements. Powered by a Linux 6.18 LTS kernel series, System Rescue 13 ships with updated bcachefs tools and kernel module, and new tools including the FatSort utility and NSS-MDNS, a NSS plugin providing the hostname resolution via multicast DNS. This release adds the YQ command line utility for processing YAML, XML, and TOML files, as GPart 1.8.1 replaces IOTOP with IOTOP-C, an alternative re-implementation of IOTOP in C, and updates the Yay prepare script to fix errors causing it to fail. System Rescue 13 adds a script to change the scaling factor on high DPI screens depending on configuration, and switches to a new default font from the kernel to avoid tiny font issues on high DPI screens. System Rescue doesn't require installation, so you can use it directly from a bootable USB drive. There is a new merge on the Wayland GitLab repo, which adds XDG-session-management protocol to Wayland. This is a big development and certainly a feature Linux users will enjoy. This means session recovery is finally coming to Wayland. You'll be able to restore the previous state and size of an application. This is like the usual do you want to restore last session thing you see in web browsers, but this one is for all your apps in Windows and works automatically. Your Linux desktop will be able to remember window positions and sizes across restarts. So if you are meticulous about an organized layout where the terminal is on the left and the browser is on the right. It will be the same even after your system restarts. Note that Session survives temporary app closures too. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. As usual, I'll be back next week.